at 8:36. It is time for our Week in Theater segment. What's going on stage in Chicago? Last week we covered the Tony Awards, the Tony nominations. Tony Awards will be given out in New York City tonight, so we're not going to touch on that this week because we have a special guest in studio with us today. It's not often that you can meet the man who gave you such familiar songs as...
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Chiroo. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you.
Oh, you, pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do?
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg for this guy. Oh my goodness. Richard Sherman, along with his brother Robert Sherman, won two Academy Awards for their songs. 9 Academy Award nominations, 3 Grammy Awards, 24 gold and platinum albums, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and an induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame for not only their songs with Disney, but the songs that they have created for so many memorable films and really part of Americana through the years. It is truly an honor to welcome Richard Sherman to our studios this morning.
Well, it's an honor to be here, Gene. I'm very glad to be here.
This is so exciting. Richard is in town because The Jungle Book is being adapted to the stage for the Goodman Theater along with Mary Zimmerman, which we'll talk about in a couple of minutes of how this whole thing is being recreated. But I just have to talk to you about your amazing catalog of music that you've put together through the years. I don't know whether to thank you or to kick you out of here for It's a Small, Small World.
I know.
The song, everyone's going to be singing that now that we played that one little clip. Well, that's going to be in everyone's head today.
I always say people either want to kiss us or kill us for having written that one. I basically, you know, it's a prayer for peace. If you stop and think about the words, it means a lot. And we hope that eventually will seep through to the people that listen to this thing who really should learn to live and respect each other. That's all we tried to say. And it was a wonderful pavilion that we wrote the song for. It was a UNICEF pavilion at the World Fair.
If you think about the first time that you went on that ride, I think probably everyone has it, all of the Disney parks now, it's one of the few rides that's been recreated at every single Disney park through the years. And the song has become the world's most translated, most performed song. What an amazing honor!
Well, it's nice. It's a wonderful, warm feeling to know that, and I'm hoping that message gets through because it's a happy, jingly little song. But if you listen to the words, it's a prayer for peace.
Yeah. How did you come about putting that together? What was the process your brother?
Bob and I were the staff writers at the studio. We were on the staff as songwriters, and Walt had created with his Imagineers this wonderful pavilion that was going to be at the World's Fair called the UNICEF Pavilion. And it was originally called UNICEF Salutes the Children of the World, and it was the ride that everybody knows, except that in the musical end of it, it was going to be these audio animatronics dolls were going to be singing the national anthems of the various countries. Mm-hmm. And that's a very wonderful thing on paper. But in actuality,
a little more tricky to put together.
It was cacophony. You couldn't understand a word. After a little bit, it was very, very impossible. So Bob and I were called in. I remember Walt called us in personally. He said, I want you to come down to stage two. We have a mock-up of something I want you to see. We came down to the stage, and there was this boat ride. Of course, it was just without water. We just walked through a channeling. But the wonderful dolls, these gorgeous animated dolls, were there working and singing. And all of a sudden, we couldn't understand anything. We heard Frère Jacques or whatever it was, La Marseillaise or things like that. And then all of a sudden, nothing. Of course, it was just one was blotting out the other. And Walt said, okay, kill it. So they stopped the song, and he said, now I want you fellas to write me a simple little song that can be translated into other languages. So I want it simple, but I want it to say a lot. So he said, it's a world that we have to learn to live together, and you have to realize that the children of the world, and that's what we're saluting, are the thing we're saluting. And I said, Walt, are we going to be stuck with this title, UNICEF Salutes the Children of the World? It's going to be a mouthful. He said, oh, no. You can make up what you want, but it's the small kids of the world that are the hope of the future.
Wow.
So he said two key words. He said small, and then he said kids of the world are the hope of the future. And he said, "That okay, Walt, I think we got an idea for it." And we cooked up a little simple song.
How does it work then? Did you write the words and your brother wrote the music?
We sat together, and I'm the musician of the two of us, so I could always sort of play it and as soon as we talked about it. But the idea came first. More than anything, the three parts of a song to Bob and myself was always the concept, the idea, and then the words and the music. And they had to feel like they were both of a singular intelligence.
Yeah.
It all had to come together. And so I would sit there and we'd talk and he'd say, it's a world of fun and a world of games. And no, it's a world of laughter. Yeah, that's good, laughter. And then I da 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 yeah, that'll work. And then we'd just go from there, back and forth. And it's the process. I do it now about myself because Bob isn't here. He's joined the invisible choir.
Yeah.
But he's looking down smiling. I know he's very happy about what's happening right now with Jungle Book.
I can imagine. For Jungle Book and Mary Poppins and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And it's the same kind of process where maybe Disney himself, Walt Disney, or the Disney people would come to you with concepts and ideas and you would create. How do you create supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? What's going on in your mind that you would come up with that?
Well, yeah, again, these are things that came about because we were an assignment. We were assigned with a book, and the book was Mary Poppins by Pamela Travers, this brilliant woman who wrote these stories about Mary Poppins. And so basically what we were doing was trying to enliven them with a little fun. And there was an adventure that took place in one of the stories where you pop into a chalk drawing, a sidewalk picture. And we wanted to have the children to go in with them, with the two characters, Bert and Mary Poppins. And so we had them all inside this picture. And we wanted children to bring back a memory. And how can you bring back in an intangible, imaginable place a physical memory? You couldn't. So we said you couldn't bring back an acorn. You couldn't bring back a leaf. You couldn't bring back a pebble. What could you bring back? And Bob and I said, well, when we were kids, we used to make up double talk words. And a memory of summer camp was we made up double talk silly words like cobble, fobble, slobulation and things like that, which meant nothing. But everybody would say, well, what does that mean? And you felt real brilliant when
slightly precocious.
Exactly. So
rhymes with
with exactly. You got it. You've written it. So basically what happened was we just said, you know, what could we do to give the children a souvenir? And Mary Poppins could give them the biggest word in the world. Great. Okay, let's make a big word. And we said, it's got to be super colossal. Well, that's very corny, super colossal. Everybody knows colossal. We got to do something better than that. It's got to be real obnoxious. And he said, no, obnoxious, that's not good, but atrocious, that sounds British. Because we were trying to write a British song.
Yeah.
And it was these wonderful Cockney songs that are street songs of England. And so that kind of feel within it.
Yeah.
And so we had that sort of rhythm going, and we said, well, super double flobble play. And we just, 2 weeks later, we had califragilistic. I mean, that just came up.
Wow.
And at the end, I remember we had precocious because it rhymed with atrocious. And we said, now, what are we going to do with that? Atrocious, precocious, docious. Why not? And so we just had it at the end, and we had the middle was filled in with supercalifragilistic, and I can say it backwards. Docious aliexpiistic fragicalirubus.
Bet you can say it backwards after going through that process. It's just amazing. I mean, these songs, I mean, you realize that these songs, your creations, yours and your brother's creations that have become part of the fabric of Americana.
Well, it's wonderful. I'm very thrilled about it, and it's gratifying, and it's humbling too. I mean, I'm lucky I was in the position to do it. You know, we were in the right place at the right time. We worked with this super great producer, Walt Disney, and he gave us these great, great opportunities. Yeah.
A genius, right?
Oh, he was
Walt
a
Disney
he was
absolute
he was,
genius.
He was a showman, a genius showman.
Yeah.
And he knew story. He knew story. And I think Bob and I always thought story, and that was one of the things he respected in the fact that we didn't want to just write a song. We wanted to tell story with the song. We wanted to develop character with the song. And that's what we aim to do.
And that's why they're all so long-lasting, including The Jungle Book, which, as we say, is being brought to the stage, a whole new adaptation, a world premiere stage adaptation, coming to the Goodman Theater that Richard is part of. We'll tell you about that when we come back in just a moment. It's 8:47 on WGN, our theater segment sponsored by Catch 35 Seafood and Premium Steaks, right across the street from the Goodman.
I want to be like you. Hop-de-hooby-doo-bop. I want to walk like you. Talk like you. Choo-choo. Weeby-dee-bee-doo-bop. You see it's true.
8:50, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Our weekend theater segment this week with really one of the absolute greats, Richard Sherman, two-time Oscar winner, responsible for so many of the Disney classics that you know, and even more than Disney classics. But The Jungle Book in particular today, like from where we get this song, I Want to Be Like You, that's coming to the Goodman Theater with Mary Zimmerman, Tony Award winner Mary Zimmerman, and her world premiere stage adaptation that is coming here. Mary and Richard and so many others all working on this. What can we expect? What can we look for? Well, we know the movie. We all grew up with the movie.
You're going to expect something you'll never have ever seen before, and you'll hear things that you have never heard before because this show is so ingenious. It's so filled with surprises. You'll have a familiarity with the music. Some of the songs, quite a few of the songs, will be the same, but heard in a new way. We're not going to hear them the way they were played in the film. You're going to hear the songs the way it's a fusion of true Indian instruments and Indian instrumentation with American jazz. It's a fusion. The two come together, and it's the most wonderful thing. We have a musical director named Doug Peck who has arranged the entire show. And it's an ingenious job. It's beautiful. So you never have a feeling that it's just one or the other. Every once in a while, it's pure jazz. You'll hear Dixieland trumpets playing, and the next thing you know, you'll hear sitars twanging away in a totally different sound, and yet it's the same song. Because the one thing they all have in common is rhythm. The rhythm is the same, and it's a remarkable experience. And Mary Zimmerman has done such a concept. She's put together this brilliant poetry of Rudyard Kipling, along with the rhythms of the jungle and everything, putting them together into chants. And they are transition poetry that happens while these stories unfold. And the cast is incredible. The wonderful little Mowgli, a wonderful little boy who is an Indian boy, is a wonderful actor. And he's the tool with which we tell the stories. It's his story. It's the story of a little boy who was raised by wolves, and he has to live in the man village because for his own safety and his protection. And so the time has come, he has to leave the animal world and go into man's world. And it's a very heartrending story. It's a beautiful story.
As you're describing this, I'm just thinking of the kind of creative possibilities that might be there, knowing the work of Mary Zimmerman and the amazing creative visionary work that she always does, fusing these two things, this very nostalgic story that, you know, we first were introduced to in 1967, now with, you know, the genius of Mary Zimmerman of taking it and embellishing and creating and making it more than just, a child's story.
It's a brand new thing. It's a story for everyone. Everyone is going to learn something from it. It's a story of love and loyalty and honest emotions, and it's an incredible, beautiful story. I'm very, very proud to be part of it, and I must say that it's a work of many, a collaborative work of many, many people, but Mary is the steering job on this one. It's a fusion, true, of Kipling and Disney, because those two philosophies, Disney had the fun and the joy and the joie de vivre that was very important. Kipling had the gravitas, the heaviness.
Yeah, yeah.
And putting it together, it had such a a wonderful impact, and that's what Mary has done. She wrote the script. He took the whole thing, put together the script, and now is directing it so beautifully.
And still a story for everyone. I mean, this is a story, it sounds like, intended to bring the whole family.
Absolutely.
To come and see.
Family.
Not an adults kind of show.
Not at all. It's for everyone to enjoy. It's kids will just thrill to it. And it'll be two levels, because the adults are going to see, oh, my God, you know, they're talking about the love of humanity and the love of people and the love of someone for another person. And how you can have to let go sometimes, because there's a poignant moment. I'm not going to give everything away, but there are moments when the animals have to say goodbye to this human boy, because they know he has to be with the humans. And it tears you up. It's so touching.
Yeah, you're going to make me cry right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Stop that. I guess that's why the show already has been extended. It hasn't even opened yet, and it's already been extended until August the 4th. That being said, don't wait to get your tickets. Don't make this a show that you regretted that you didn't get tickets early enough to go see while it was here in Chicago. Because right now it's June 21st through August the 4th, and you can get tickets all the usual places when you buy tickets to the Goodman, goodmantheater.org, or 312-443-3800, or directly at the Goodman box office. We're really looking forward to the Jungle Book coming in, and I'm sure you'll be back for the opening. I think.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be back.
Going back to commiserate with your L.A. Kings back right tomorrow. You're going to be back there. But
they're waiting for me, I know.
They're waiting at the airport for you right now.
Sure they are.
But you're going to be back for the opening, and I hope we can get together and talk again.
I'd love it.
I enjoy talking with you so much. Is it possible for you to have a song for which you are most proud that you created?
Oh, God. Well, you know, there's so many songs that Bob and I wrote, but I think one song in particular that meant a great deal to me, and it was something that Walt Disney personally loved, Feed the Birds, Tuppence a Bag. It says a lot. It has nothing to do, again, it has nothing to do with the price of birds, breadcrumbs. It has to do with giving love, giving kindness. And I think that this whole world needs more of that.
Well, good for you for all that you have put into this world
to
reach that end. The Academy Award winning, Grammy Award winning, and maybe Tony Award winning soon. Richard Sherman, great to have you here with us.
The joy to be here.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.